Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
I'm Heidi Heinisch, and I'm head of gallery and studio learning at the National Gallery of Art.
And we wanted to catch up with you because I know it's spring is arriving, cases are dropping a little, but we're still, you know, we're still in this bizarre period where you're doing a lot of virtual stuff. But where do we stand at National Gallery of Art in terms of things? I know before we get to the virtual stuff, there is one part that's still open in person, right?
That's right. So, you know, we're sort of trying to balance that sort of hybrid model too. So right now, the only part of our campus that's open is the sculpture garden. But the spring is a fantastic time to visit the sculpture garden. It's open daily from 11 to 4. There are no timed passes required. So just come on in and, you know, walk amongst the sculptures and the beautiful plants and trees that are there. We do ask that everyone come masked. But otherwise, you're really free to roam around. And the Pavilion Cafe is also open. You can get carry out or they have some limited indoor dining space. So the Sculpture Garden is a great destination this spring.
Okay, great. And then I know you have a robust lineup of virtual stuff you can do. What's something that you'd like to highlight?
Sure. We have a really wide array of virtual programming for all types of visitors, all ages, and different levels of interest. One of our most popular programs has become something called The Art of Looking. It's a program we offer every Friday at 1 o'clock, and it's really for anyone who's interested in having a conversation about a work of art. We spend the entire hour with just one object, and we encourage everyone to share their observations and their reflections on it. And it's just a wonderful way to be a part of a learning community in this sort of time of isolation, to learn from not only sort of the gallery's voice or the sort of educator's voice, but also from the perspectives of everyone else in the group. We're getting like 400 or 500 people every Friday. It's really fabulous. And the way that you connect with that program is just go to our website, go to The Art of Looking, click on the registration button, and we'll send you the Zoom link.
That is really cool that you spend the whole hour doing one piece. I mean, that's a way to sort of do a deep dive, and you know, you could even sip some coffee at home and do a deep dive on a piece of art. That's great.
I know, it's so neat. You can sit on your couch with coffee and a snack and, you know, learn about a work of art, have a conversation with other people, all without leaving your home. So it is really lovely.
That is one of the cool silver linings of this. All right, cool. Anything else virtually you want to talk about?
Sure. We have a program for families called Artful Conversation. This happens, we have like one topic we feature each month, and it's usually open, offered four times. And it's for children ages 7 to 12 and their adult companions. And each topic we feature special guests. For example, this afternoon we're featuring Jerome Peterson from Sticky Fingers Bakery. And we're going to bake vegan cupcakes together. Later this month, we'll be featuring two artists who are going to demonstrate colored pencil techniques. And then in April, we're going to focus on poetry. So these are sort of 1 hour programs where you kind of drop in, explore a work of art, and then make art together or write poetry or bake cupcakes. It's a lot of fun. And we have families coming from all over the DMV, but also from all over the world.
Nice. A little something for art fans that have a little bit of a sweet tooth. I like the combo.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Yeah.
Cool. Anything Women's History Month related?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a series of films that are happening this month. We offer a free film program every week on our website, and you can just sort of stream it from the website. They're launched every Wednesday. And for Women's History Month, we have upcoming films from award-winning director Lynn Sachs and a fascinating work on the life of Marceline Loredan Evans. So definitely check out those films. I also want to mention that we have something that's almost brand new. We have launched a podcast. And last month, we launched this new podcast exploring the intersection between sight and sound. We host a variety of musicians responding to works of art in the collection. And the first three episodes are now available for download. And we're releasing a new episode every other week. So a new one should be launching this Sunday. It's called Sound Thoughts on Art. And you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Great. Yes. Again, everyone, it's called Sound Thoughts on Art, the podcast. That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. What else do we got? What about this Crest Collection digital archive?
Yeah, Jason, that's a question I cannot answer.
All right, well, I will cut that out and not use it.
I have a couple of other things I can feature for teachers and something about our adult program this month.
Sure. All right, go for it. All right, so what do you have anything for maybe some teachers in the area?
Absolutely. We know that teachers are looking for resources and tools to use in their own digital classrooms or hybrid classroom spaces these days. So we offer a number of online resources for teachers. We actually have a pandemic portal just for them. And you can find lesson plans and images and ideas for teaching using our collection. We also have we've also launched virtual school tours. So if you would like some folks to kind of come into your digital classroom and talk for an hour and talk with your students and engage them around objects in our collection, we have four themes that teachers can choose from, starting with pre-K through 12th grade. And so we just launched that initiative. And so we're excited to be getting reconnected with our teacher and student friends.
Great. I'm sure they appreciate that.
No,
parents too. Okay, cool. I mean, I have plenty to use it. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we leave?
Yeah, I think there's just two special programs coming up this month that I want to make sure everybody knows about. This Friday, we're going to hear from Teju Cole and Fazil Sheikh about their really important work called Human Archipelago. It's a book that brings together image and text and really looks at the issues of migration and refugees across the world. And it's beautiful and poignant, and I think it'll be really wonderful to hear from them. I also want to tell you that on March 25th, we're going to hear from Stanley Nelson and Marcia Smith and how they use historical film to advance contemporary social justice causes. I think these are two programs that people are not going to want to miss.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a lineup, a little bit of something for everybody. I appreciate it. Again, everybody, we're talking the National Gallery of Art down there down by the National Mall. Sculpture Garden is open, but tons of virtual stuff to enjoy. So thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, sure. Can I just remind everyone of our website, in case? We are at nga.gov, and we're constantly updating our calendar and our homepage with new programs and resources. So please check us out.
Awesome. And I know, so that's everything for March. Feel free to hit us up. You know, I get bogged down in press releases, but you know, if you want to do something for April, and it could sort of be a monthly thing where we just check in and see what all you guys got.
Oh, Jason, that would be fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking for content because there's like no concerts or anything going on right now. So yeah, let's do it. But it's cool if I just angle this, the angle is like what's coming up in March, and then does any of this trickle over into April?
Yeah, I think the only thing I mentioned in April was some of the Artful Conversations content on poetry.
I mean, I guess it's fine if there's a little overlap, but yeah, definitely. If you don't hear from me, definitely, you know, send over a press release for next month too, because I'd love to, you know, just keep highlighting everything you're doing.
Yeah, this was great. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye bye.